perfect zero gravity there, boy. I tell you, it's nothing like it.
This is Houston. Is there, Roger, is there any sort of air currents there affecting it you can feel?
Yeah, it's blowing a little bit, but there's none out here, really.
And that's an effect we discovered a long time ago. If you watch it long enough, it'll go up. It's really hard to stabilize something so it won't move.
Roger, I remember that from Gemini 10.
We discovered a Cernan effect up here, but we can't find which way is up.
Yeah. Gene, could you move the camera around slightly? We've got a very bright spot coming in the window. We want to make sure that we don't burn the target with the F2, F28, F-stop.
Yeah, I'm trying here, Bruce. Get it away from some of that if I can.
Roger. Oh, it's really looking good now. Beautiful color here.
Now we got three objects going.
This is a real testimonial to prove you were there in case there are any doubters.
People want to know what kind of men go to the moon. Here's a good look at one right there. Could you believe it?
Some people still don't.
I'm surprised you all haven't set this to music.
You want music? Well, we'll give you some music at the conclusion here.
Okay, we'll take you back outside now.
Roger.
Well, Tom shows you that, we've got another little rendition we'd like to put your way.
Roger, we're standing by.
Here it comes. This is just so that you guys don't get too excited about the TV and forget what your job is down there.
We're ready for what we're about to receive.
Let me play among the stars. Let me see what brings light on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
We don't mean it all.
Fill my heart with stars and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words,
back to you. Roger, thank you for your thoughts. And with this view of the Earth, looks like the United States, the landmass of the U.S. is showing up better now than it was a few months ago.
Right, Bruce.